Fire Michael joins us online from Oceanside Community Safety this morning. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful on this bright and beautiful day in Oceanside.
It is simply gorgeous. So what's going on? You guys have got something coming up with ICBC in a week or so.
Yeah, we do. It's the ICBC Road Safety Campaign. It's starting in March. So it's not only awareness, but there is enforcement from the RCMP. But we're going to be the guys out there to kind of give you the warnings and the reminders so that you don't have to deal with the RCMP. So some of the campaigns we're going to be working on is the Distracted Driving Campaign. And I'm always amazed by this, but distracted driving now causes more fatal crashes in BC than impaired driving.
Well, that's phenomenal.
It's amazing how much it changes. And for those that do get stopped by the RCMP for distracted driving using electronic device, the first ticket will cost you $368 plus 4 penalty points, plus they add another $175 onto your auto insurance. So for the first time to be ticketed for driving distracted with an electronic device in your hand or not paying attention, it's going to cost you out of your pocketbook about $543. So our reminder, when you're behind the wheel, take a break from your phone.
Absolutely. Nobody can afford that right now.
Absolutely not. The second thing is it's called Occupant Restraint Campaign. And for people like me who are very simple, it's your seatbelt. Police enforcement of seatbelts will be going on in the month of March. They're going to be focused on that. And a ticket to caught not wearing a seatbelt is $167. So remember, buckle up. It's best for your interest.
All right, and you're saying you're getting involved with the awareness as well on this.
Exactly. So actually, mark your calendar. So on Thursday, March 17th, we'll be out at the roadside between the Noose and Bowser, and we'll have our signs up reminding people, put your phones away. And again, we're not doing the enforcement. We're going to try to save you from getting that ticket. Put that phone away. Make sure it's safe. Make sure it's safe for everyone around you. So, again, give us a thumbs up. Give us a wave. We're friendly people. We're all residents of the area, and we just want to make sure everybody gets home safely.
Perfect. Also, I'm noticing here on your website you have an article from DriveSmart BC.
You know what? We're very fortunate. We have some really outstanding contributors. So DriveSmart BC is edited by a former police officer, and every week, he comes up with a really good, interesting thing we don't think about. And this week's article is entering an intersection on a green light. And how many of us, when the light turns green, just kind of, you know, just go right through it instead of thinking some of the things that possibly could go on? Maybe someone being inattentive and running the red light, or a pedestrian not paying attention. These articles really do kind of, these common day occurrences kind of puts things into perspective. So I'm going to invite people, visit our website, OceansideCSV.org, and you'll be able to read about this article and a bunch of others, and also pick up on our weekly RCMP property crime report, which, you know what, it's nice to know what's going on in our community.
Right. Also, it's funny, we were just, I'm looking at the notes here, we were just talking about this morning. It's really, really cold today, and the streets are quite slippery as well.
And that's you know, it's ironic you say that, because yes, to your point, by the way, winter is not over yet. it's just hanging on by its fingernails. But you know what, we still get snow here the odd time in March, and snow tires are still required until April the 30th on some of the elevated areas on the island here. So you know what, just a little thing, and I'm glad you brought up this morning, because you know what, again, that I look across, I see a wee bit of frost on the windshield across the road, and like to your point, there is some ice out there on the road. So, you know what? Pay attention to the roads. Watch your speed. Let's all get home safely.
Sounds right. And to get involved with this, Speed Watch or any of your other programs, how do we go about that?
Well, we invite you to go to our website at OceansideCSV.org. You can send an email to TrafficWatch@OceansideCSV.org, or we have an operator standing by at 250-951-5609.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Michael.
Thanks, Phil.